Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is February 18th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Arrhythmias in congenitally corrected transposition of the great arteries. An international study. An international multicenter retrospective cohort study quantified the incidence of atrial arrhythmia, ventricular arrhythmia, and complete atrioventricular block in patients with congenitally corrected transposition of the great arteries. This extensive study, conducted across 29 tertiary hospitals in 6 countries, identified factors associated with these significant cardiac rhythm disturbances. The research found specific prevalence rates for atrial arrhythmia, ventricular arrhythmia, and complete atrioventricular block within this complex patient population. These findings provide definitive data on the arrhythmia burden and associated risk factors for improved clinical management. Article number 2. Catheter ablation in congenital heart diseases, a French nationwide study. A French nationwide prospective study documented the outcomes of catheter ablation in patients with congenital heart disease across 28 centers from 2020 to 2024. The study found the per-procedural acute success rate for catheter ablation in this complex patient population. It also meticulously recorded associated complications and evaluated long-term freedom from arrhythmia recurrence. These comprehensive findings provide definitive national data on the effectiveness and safety of catheter ablation in congenital heart disease. Article number 3. Residual lipid risk in atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. Residual lipid risk persists in patients with or at risk of atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, even after optimizing low-density lipoprotein cholesterol. Evidence highlights that non-low-density lipoprotein cholesterol fractions, including remnant cholesterol, lipoprotein A, and apolipoprotein B, are key contributors to this residual risk. These non-low-density lipoprotein components definitively demonstrate their independent role in driving the progression of atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease. The identification of these persistent risk factors provides critical insights for developing therapeutic strategies beyond traditional low-density lipoprotein lowering. Article number 4. Advancing Hope Through Science, the inaugural Richard Slayman International Workshop on Xenotransplantation. The inaugural Richard Slayman Clinical Xenotransplantation Workshop, attended by over 140 international participants, identified significant advances and challenges in xenotransplantation. Discussions highlighted the increasing clinical readiness of kidney, heart, and liver xenotransplantation. Key findings from the workshop emphasized the crucial importance of meticulous patient selection and the pivotal role of genetic editing in reducing immune incompatibility. These consensuses establish current best practices and future directions for successfully translating xenotransplantation into wider clinical application. Article number 5. Echocardiographic morphofunctional parameters predictors of maximal oxygen uptake and oxygen pulse in a large cohort of elite athletes practicing different sporting disciplines. A study of 1033 Olympic-level athletes identified specific echocardiographic morphofunctional parameters that predict maximal oxygen uptake and oxygen pulse. The research established direct correlations between structural cardiac adaptations, commonly known as the athlete's heart, and functional indices of cardiovascular performance. Results demonstrated how particular morphological changes observed via echocardiography are associated with enhanced cardiac efficiency during exertion. These findings provide measurable echocardiographic markers for assessing and monitoring cardiovascular performance and adaptive remodeling in elite athletes. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.